postmark, it's beautifully done. Yeah, someone's known what they were doing when they came in. So they'll be worth quite a bit of money because of what the sheet is. And then there's another different lot again. Footballers. I'm Lynn Saul, a collector of stamps.
Lynn might be a collector, but she's not doing it for herself. The stamps she collects are all donated to charity. In this case, the Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children in Sydney, to be sold at auction. Hello, I'm Gabby Lyons. Lynn's been collecting, sorting and sending off stamps for decades, ever since she moved to Kempsey, a small town on the mid-north coast of New South Wales.
Well, I used to collect stamps when I was about 8 or 10 to start with, and then over the years I've just accumulated. And then when I moved to Kempsey, my neighbour asked me if I collected stamps, and I said, yes, I do. But I didn't expect 3 boxes of stamps later.
Just as you are about to enter the West Kempsey Post Office, there is a community notice board to the left. And on it, in capitalised letters, is a poster that reads, Wanted. Used stamps for the Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children. Thank you. Lynn. Every Monday, Lynn traipses up the main street in town, collecting these stamps, not only from the post office, but from businesses as well. And she has been doing this for the past 35 years.
Can you take me through those first initial rounds of going to post offices and putting up posters? What's that experience like?
Well, I enjoy it because I bump into people, I see people, and they say, oh, what are you doing? And I've got my basket with the stamps in it, and everyone's happy at that. And sometimes even people come up when I'm doing things in town and give me stamps. So that's great again.
So you're quite well known around town then?
Yes, as the stamp lady or the street walker. I get both.
Okay, we're walking into the stamp room. Oh, wow. You weren't kidding. It's a whole room full of stamps.
Tucked away in the back of Lynn's home is a conservatorium-style sunroom. This is her stamp room.
Something different.
At first glance, it sort of looks like teeny tiny pieces of ripped paper have just been scattered over tabletops. But at closer inspection, you'll find that Lynn has been incredibly diligent in delicately stacking each and every stamp, one on top of the other, dependent on price and picture.
I've just pulled out pages. Yeah. You don't know. Look, camels through the war.
Yeah. Take me through your procedure here. It's all, everything's in piles. Is that dependent on how much each of them is worth?
No, it's all sorted into the stamp itself, whichever group it is.
Okay.
So if you've got 50-cent stamps or dollar stamps, all in groups. That's what the idea is. So then they're sorted, put into plastic bags and put into a box and then sent to Sydney.
Lynn Saul has no idea how much money has been raised through the sale of stamps over the years, but it must be considerable. When I checked with the Royal Institute of Deaf and Blind Children, they said they've made a couple of $1,000 from every stamp auction.
Okay, what about over here? What are some of
these stamps? The foreign ones.
Foreign ones? How are you getting foreign stamps?
Oh, people collect, you know, Indonesia and India, Germany, Holland.
These are really beautiful.
There's some pretty ones.
Are those ones from Japan?
Yeah, they're the Japanese ones.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're Japanese. You've got Maltese, English, American, Antarctica. Their new ones just come in.
How long do you spend in here, Lynn, like sorting everything out?
Probably a couple of hours every day. I don't know the values of any of the stamps. I only collect postmarked ones. Some of them are worth quite a bit of money at times. Depends on the quantity that are printed.
I didn't even know that you could just donate stamps. When it comes down to it, I figured it was just a case of a monetary value. No. The actual use of stamps is a really beautiful use of, I suppose, a recycling almost.
It is recycling, yes it is.
Yeah.
And when you look at some of the Australian stamps that we've had over the years, some very pretty stamps. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, $24 worth of stamps there.
There's been a big drop in postal deliveries in recent years, and that means fewer stamps for Lynn to collect.
The last 2 to 3 years, really, might be 3 years now, they've really dropped off. I'm not getting the quantity of stamps I used to.
In your opinion, why has that dropped down? Why aren't you receiving as many stamps?
Computers have taken over. No, we can't put a stamp on an email or anything like that, can we? That's what the reason is, yeah. And people send out bills on the computer. They pay through their phones or whatever. So there's no stamps necessary.
How has that changed what you do? What kind of boxes are you sending away now?
Oh, only probably 3 to 4 boxes a year and only half the size.
Still having to cram them into that box, though?
No, definitely not, no.
And do you think people just don't recognise the value of some of these stamps as well?
No, they don't. I don't.
So, Lynn, I asked you before as well if you'd put a call in to find out how much you have raised for the foundation, and you haven't given a call in that whole time in 30-odd years.
No.
Why have you decided not to find out how much you've donated or what towards?
Well, I'm not sure they'd even really have a clue because I'm helping them. I don't need to know how much money they're earning out of it, as long as it's giving them a good cause, you know, something to do.
And how long do you think you'll keep doing this for?
As long as possible.
Worst case scenario, and dare I be the devil's advocate, but what if there are no more stamps? What if stamps were to disappear? What would you do?
Drop dead. They did try to stop them in England, and they couldn't, and they've been thinking about it here, but I don't think they'd be able to. No, I don't think the post will ever fade, because they need someone to deliver parcels and letters, whatever happens, and they need someone to carry that through.